we're back. It is Knockout Radio every Wednesday live, 2 to 4 p.m. with Brandi Harris.
Eastern Standard Time.
EST. 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 That'd be my fighting nickname, by the way.
What?
Naked. EST. Pizza Man.
Why is everything? I don't get the naked thing.
I don't know. It was just like a weird phase I was going through, I think.
I mean, granted, we all know it was stupid, and it is stupid, but I don't understand where it came from.
Don't care about the Naked Cowboy. It'll work for him, you know? Like, if you love Naked Cowboy, why wouldn't you love Naked Pizza Man?
Who said I love the Naked Cowboy?
You have a picture with him.
Yeah.
You like
this. I did it just to send to you.
Oh. I thought you liked Robert. He's a good dude.
I did.
He's a nice guy.
I didn't say that he's not. I'm just saying, I don't get your gimmicks.
Do you name drop when you met him? You're like, hey, like Naked Pizza Man says hello?
No.
I did that with Maurice Spates.
Talk about that. You saw the former NBA world champion.
And former NCAA Florida Gator national champion in March Madness.
Well, he's not a former number one draft pick. He was a number one draft pick. Yeah,
16th pick in the first round.
To the city of brotherly love, which I will be there in a couple weeks.
Your boys.
I want to talk about some things, a tour that I'm setting up. But first, talk about the experience with Big Mo Buckets.
So I was walking with my daughters. Went to the Strawberry Festival, covering the event for Knockout Radio, and checking out the event. They had the parade, the Hillsborough County. They gave my daughters off school because they encouraged everyone to go to Plant City, to the Strawberry Festival, and
it's probably the only way they can get people in Plant City.
it was awesome, man. The parade was amazing. The Hillsborough Sheriff County, Hillsborough County Sheriff Office did an amazing job. It was just a safe event. It was a fun event, a great town. And we're walking by, and I see a 7-foot guy taking shots at the basketball game with a rigged hoop, right, where they're not round and they're like misshapen, and he hit two of them. Right. And I'm like, man, I saw his form. I saw his follow through. And I'm like, man, that guy, it's an NBA player. That's got to be somebody that played ball. And so I gave him a jersey. He won a jersey for like making two of the baskets or whatever.
What jersey did he take?
I think he got the Chicago Bulls one. I'll have to ask him when I see him. But I think it was a.
I'll text him and ask him.
Yeah. Text him which jersey he got. But I was like, hey, Mo. I was like, hey, I'm with Randi and the Knockout Radio crew. And so then that started off. And we talked about the chicken and waffle restaurant. And talked about pizza, and then he's going to come in. I guess he's vegan. So maybe in China they don't have
that's our guy.
Many vegan pizzas available. So
Mo is one of the good guys.
So we're going to bring him here. We're going to do some cool stuff.
I remember Mo as a teenager.
Okay.
Playing ball at Admiral Farragut.
I'm a Farragut alumni.
And he is.
With Sean Harris.
Yeah, with Sean.
And with I Run Sick, who's up in
Clark and Wags and David and blah, 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 name dropping. There's the name dropping.
But no, he's a great dude, super cool guy. It was the first time I actually got a chance to meet him in real life. I mean, we've gone to the Magic game and seen him on the court, but this is cool to actually meet him in real life. And
he only won one jersey?
Well, I just stuck around for one. I was too busy throwing ping pong balls into the goldfish to, so my daughters could win.
Did they?
They won. They won three fish.
Are they still alive?
Well, depends on when you want sushi. I didn't know you like sushi, so I got some in the truck.
That was part of my my video for Survivor, if you remember. Do you remember my video?
Yes. You look like a young...
I was young.
Bonaducci. What was that guy's name? Danny Bonaducci. You look like Danny Bonaducci.
Well, people have said that my whole life, even though I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't understand it. I've told you the story.
No.
Back when I was credentialed with the Phillies, I was at a spring training game, and he was there.
Okay.
So I asked photographer Cliff Welch. I said, hey, do me a favor. If he walks towards me, will you take a picture? He goes, sure. So Bonaducci, former drummer of the Partridge Family, starts walking towards me. And I said, Mr. Bonaducci, I've been told, and that's as far as I got. He goes, what, that we look alike? I'm like, yeah, I've been told that my whole life. He goes, well, I can see it. I'm like, I can't.
Right. Wasn't his mom famous or something?
That would be David Cassidy.
That's his dad?
No, David Cassidy, who was the brother for the Partridge Family, came from a very famous family.
Oh, okay. So he was just a kid actor? Is that how he got famous? Because I remember him doing he was like some kind of drunk or like crazy
reality TV show.
Or he was like just like a train wreck. Right. I mean, it was crazy.
Yep. What happens to all these guys? Your boy, Danny, Gene Simmons, they all do these reality TV shows, and it's a wreck.
Well, Gene Simmons was pretty decent. I mean, the Family Jewels. I mean, you got to see the business side of Gene
that
Simmons,
genius.
Which was amazing. I mean, if you think about it, you let him into his real world. Now, Ozzy, just like bumbling, blah, 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 blah. You know,
that sounded just like him.
That's what he does. But, you know, I don't know. I think some of the reality shows are cool. I mean, obviously, Hogan Knows Best. I'm a fan of. That's my boy.
Yeah, I know. But look at all the things that happened from there.
It was terrible. I mean, I think if you go back in a timeline and erase that chapter, I think he probably wouldn't do it again.
Yeah. Again, you get into, and now how much of that is real? How much of it is fake?
Sure.
How much is it for TV? You know.
But then you guys got like the Kardashians, and now, you know, it's Kylie Jenner, the first female, first self-made billionaire. First self-made billionaire.
I don't know which one that is.
What? She's the young one that's with Travis Scott, the rapper.
What, makeup line.
No, yeah, there you go.
What?
Unison, did you hear it? Makeup line.
Oh, okay.
She has a makeup line and, yeah.
Okay. So you're going to start using it?
Put the cart. Yeah, I'm going to use it on my kissing ass lipstick.
What?
I don't know. But yeah, so she's self-made, man. Like, she's like 21 years old. This kid's like nothing.
I was thinking you're going to get fired by the end of the month. You may get fired today.
No way. Are you kidding? Lipstick? No, but no, like, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, that's a successful Kardashian family, and they haven't had any real tragedy. I mean,
what?
They have a lot of gossip. And
I mean, tragedy.
Bruce,
the guy had something chopped off, well, right? Bruce, he's not a dude anymore. I would say that's pretty tragic.
And he was to bring it back to St. Pete. He was the grand marshal of the inauguration.
I don't know if it was the inaugural,
but he's holding Sean.
Yes, he is.
As Bruce Jenner.
Yep.
So now we got to get a picture of Sean holding Caitlyn Jenner.
No, I would rather have a picture of Caitlyn holding Sean.
How's he gonna pick up? What's Sean weighing right now?
I don't know. 260.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yes, he is.
Caitlyn Jenner couldn't pick him up.
Caitlyn would be a power lifter.
There's no way she's getting him off the ground.
Well, you don't know.
Well, the world's greatest man may be the strongest woman as well.
Why?
Wasn't he the greatest man of all time?
No.
Who is better?
The greatest man?
Well, he's like the decathlon, like all-rounded athlete of the world. Like, isn't that the greatest title in the Olympic sports?
No, but they call that the greatest athlete. Not the greatest man. That's like some of these, the UFC, Anik, you know, would call Brian Stan the greatest living American. No, he's not. He's not. So just because you won the decathlon doesn't make you the greatest man.
But you're on the Wheaties box.
Yeah.
It makes you pretty awesome.
I don't know. There's been a lot of people on the Wheaties
Sergio box. Pettis was on it.
Right.
So why Sergio? How did he get on the Wheaties box?
Pretty sure it wasn't Sergio. But that's okay.
Was it?
No.
Anthony Pettis?
It was Anthony
Pettis. Anthony. Yeah. Who's Sergio Pettis? His brother?
His brother.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. The show was going so well.
I thought I knew which Pettis it was, but I got them confused. They look the same.
I would hope.
They look very similar.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Just saying.
I don't know how to be more polite.
They could have had one box of Wheaties in a picture on each side.
You could have done that.
The Pettis brothers.
I still have a sealed Wheaties from probably the 70s.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And it was who?
The Minnesota Twins are on the box.
The Minnesota Twins? Mm-hmm. They haven't been relevant since then.
Probably.
But I think they might be relevant now. Don't they have a good team this year?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. And honestly, I even care less.
Yeah.
I don't.
Come on, spring training.
I don't get hyped for it anymore.
Come on.
I was at the Philly spring training game yesterday, and seeing people in the stands was nice. But, you know, I've covered the Phillies since the 80s. And I remember I worked for the Cardinals in the 70s at spring training, and it was always sold out. It was always packed. Now it's not. Now, do you think part of that is because we now have an MLB team? You don't necessarily have to go to spring training, because spring training, you're going to have 81 games down at the Trop. So that's going to be your spring training.
I think it's the opposite. I think there's so much spring training around us that it makes the regular season non-exciting, because during spring training, you can go to any one of these teams and it's not as much crowd and it's a lot cheaper and you actually get a chance to actually meet the players and autographs and that kind of stuff. So I think it kind of hurts the home team. If that makes any sense, but we're talking about baseball. But you know, I think hockey is the big hot button right now, isn't it? I mean, the Lightning are tearing it up. They're getting ready to go to the postseason.
Yep.
You're not a hockey guy? I thought you'd go to the hockey game tomorrow night.
I am going tomorrow night.
And who are they playing tomorrow? Do you know?
No idea.
Doesn't matter.
Well, no, it's not that it doesn't matter. I don't know until I get there. Right. I mean, so if you want to jump on Google, that's fine.
So it didn't matter. But no, I think you can't really get, I guess why get excited about baseball? It's only spring training when you have playoff hockey getting ready to start, which is like the end of the season. And that's when it gets exciting. And the Lightning are by far the best team in the Tampa Bay area.
Right now. Don't get me started on this other.
What do you mean? They're the best team right now.
Yeah, they're the best team right now.
They're better than the Bucks have been in the last 20 years.
No, that's not true.
15 years.
Okay.
When did they win the Super Bowl?
2002.
Perfect. That was the last time the Bucks were relevant.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Right.
But first of all, they are the best team in the Tampa Bay area right now.
Right now.
Give you that. They may be one of the best teams in Tampa Bay history. Maybe. But it's kind of like listing a Buccaneer as a better Buccaneer of all time than someone who has a gold jacket. For people to be putting on the book of face that this is the best Tampa Bay Lightning team.
I saw you trolling people. I saw you.
It ticked me off.
I saw you commenting on people's posts about this is the greatest team of all time.
Can you wait till the season's over? Or would they still be considered the greatest Tampa Bay Lightning team of all time if they don't win the Stanley Cup?
You can't.
That's my point.
You can't be.
That's my point.
You got to win the championship or it's nothing.
So for people to say that this is the best Tampa Bay Lightning team because they're this, they're that, they're doing this, they're doing that, until you win, you're not the best team.
That's true.
I would say the Stanley Cup winning team would be considered a better Tampa Bay Lightning team than schmoes that don't go to the finals.
That's true.
And win it.
I agree. I'm on board with you.
There you go.
Play Brazil. They beat Brazil.
Yep. I'm sure you were sad. Your wife was sad.
Yeah, we cried.
Yeah.
But it's Carnival in Brazil, so yeah, everybody's happy in Brazil right now.
1-0.
1-0.
I was doing some work up in the press box, and I was doing some other stuff, and I was trying to produce this show since I know you don't. And every time I would look down and do some typing or do something, England would score a goal.
England?
So I must have looked down more than, two times, because last I knew it was 3-0. So every time I would jot an answer down or I would jot something down or, hey, let's remember to talk about, name this name or whatever, they would score again.
Wow.
So I got a text message from the head coach of England. Would you look down again? I thought it was great.
It's awesome.
It was unbelievable. All right, so I just got Rumble's voicemail.
Okay.
So we'll try back after the bottom of the hour. Kind of interested to find out about his relationship with David Feldman.
Yeah.
As this is moving forward, April 6th is your next event.
Well, I was going to bring that up.
Bring it up. You're actually going to bring something up?
Yeah, in my research.
Wow.
I was ready. No, so, but after the fight, Usman obviously brought his daughter out to the octagon. We saw it with Donald Cerrone in Denver. At the 25th anniversary, he brought his son up. Now they're trying to make the UFC more of a family event, right? Like a family affair. They're making it.
Who is?
Well, I mean, look, after the fight over, all the kids come in, the family, the wives, the moms. You never saw that before. You didn't see that stuff in the past. So, I think.
You know what I did see in the past?
Huh?
I started to tell you this story many, many, many years ago. I was at a UFC, I don't remember where it was, with Greg Hendrick. And we went into a training room.
Okay.
And I've never been as scared as I was that day, as this man who is on the phone with us right now, Junior Dos Santos, was doing training. I was petrified. JDS, how are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Not too bad. I don't remember where it was, but Greg used to be with the UFC, and we went back in to do something, and you were in like the left corner, and you worked your way over and stood right in front and threw some hands, and like I said, I've never been so scared in all my life.
That's a compliment to me, man. Thank you for that, for saying that,
Oh.
Yeah, we throw some hard hands sometimes.
I'm curious. My co-host Matt thinks he's Brazilian because he married a Brazilian girl. and I'm just curious, Can you walk around Brazil? Because you have to be one of the most famous people walking around Brazil.
Not really. I have a lot of fans, everywhere, especially in Brazil. But it's fine for me, to go anywhere I want, Not that type of celebrity.
How far has, I've been covering the UFC since UFC 1. UFC 11 was the first one that I actually attended. And we've talked about how far MMA has come in the States. And this is the first time that we've had you on the program. How far has it come in Brazil since the early stages?
Yeah, it's been like, it was a long, long way for the UFC, for the MMA, then in Brazil too. But MMA is very popular in Brazil now, right now. Everybody is following the sport. Everybody is rooting for their fighters. So it's the MMA is living a very important moment, a very special moment in the whole world. And it's been like this for years already. And for me, it's a privilege to be part of it.
One of my highlights of covering sports, I've been in the media since the mid-80s, was training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Rio. It's one of my highlights. Obviously, you have many highlights, winning the UFC heavyweight title. What are some other things that first come to mind of your career, of your MMA career?
I had some really important moments, in my career. I think the first one is, like you said, is when I became the champion. That was amazing, especially because we had a lot of problems during the training camp, and I was able to go there and win the title. That was amazing. But also my debut in the UFC, that was a really special moment for me, because nobody was believing in me. I was fighting a guy who was supposed to fight for the title next. And then they put me there against him, and I was there, and I won the fight by knockout, And I remember to this day, when I was going out of the cage, one of the UFC crews told me, "Welcome aboard." And I cannot forget that phrase, man. It's still in my mind, and that was a really a special moment for me, too.
Over 11 years in the UFC, Junior, how does it feel? Does it feel like it's been 11 years? Does it feel like it's, still a year or two in? Which is it?
Yeah, actually, I don't think, I don't think about the time that I'm in the UFC. I think, every time, that's been a very interesting thing about the sport, you always have different challenges. You always have to be improving yourself as, not just mentally, but physically. And you have to be more, to get better skills, to go there and surprise your opponents during the fight. So, man, I'm 35 years old now, and I'm feeling great, because I have different and new challenges every day in my life. And I want to keep the things happening in this way, because it makes me feel good.
Not to bring up controversy, but quite a bit of controversy Saturday night in Las Vegas. I was there for it. As you prepare for Saturday night, do you have to block that stuff out that, this happened and this judge did this? And do you have to block all of that controversy out?
Oh, yes. We have to forget about all the external things and keep our focus on our main goal, which is to win our fight. So I keep everything else aside, and I focus on 100% on my biggest goal, which is just to win the fight.
You have to be excited about your opponent. You like to stand and bang. Obviously, Derek Lewis likes to stand and bang. It has to be an exciting time for you.
Oh, yeah, it is a very exciting fight. Derek Lewis has a lot of knockout power. He's a very strong and big guy. But he's also a big target, So that's my plan, to win this fight, to throw some hard hands against him You know, I will not, you know, sometimes when I'm fighting, I see the opportunity to take my opponents down or to try, you know, a little bit more of jiu-jitsu or something. But, man, I cannot, you know, I prefer to knock people out, you know. So I can, I my objective, my main goal is to get more knockouts, as much as I can, you know. More knockouts in my career, so I'm looking. I've been looking to knock him out on Saturday night too.
Well, like I said, I was in that training room. I know you like to knock people out. You know, I'll remember the sound of those pads for the rest of my life. Final question for you: strangest thing you've kind of thought about, you know, in the middle of a fight? Has your mind drifted a little bit in the middle of a fight? And I don't know, you thought of a chicken sandwich later in the day, or just something strange?
No. Not really. Yeah. When we are fighting, man, all my attention is in there. You know, I just pay attention on the fight and what is happening. You know, and I try to avoid the attacks of my opponent. You know, to have a good performance. I cannot think about anything else.
Very good stuff. Junior, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck to you Saturday night. We're going to put you on hold real quick and get your contact information so we can send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us.
Great. Thank you very much, guys, for having me here.
Thank you very much. That is the main event Saturday night. Then right around the corner, we talk about it. It is my new passion. It is my new love. We all know I love MMA, but bare knuckle, I've enjoyed it. I've gone, you know, to, what, three of them now, two of them now. And we talked about Rumble. Anthony
sure.
Johnson is now working with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and he's on the line with us right now to talk about April 6th. That's right around the corner. Anthony, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Talk about how this whole thing came together, your relationship with David Feldman and Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Well, a friend of mine named Eric, he's pretty much the middleman who set this whole thing up. He told me, you know, Dave needed some help and whatnot and thought we would be a great team. So we talked on the phone a little bit, and then we finally met in Cancun for the first time. And just so I can get a feel for, you know, the company and the fights and stuff like that. And it was like love at first sight, man. It was absolutely amazing. So I was instantly, pretty much I was on board probably before I even got there and didn't realize it.
I've never met such a straight shooter, somebody that loves the passion that he has. I'm coming from, you know, one of the fight cities of Philadelphia, and just all of his passion. When I went to the last one in Biloxi, him jumping up by the ring and yelling at both of the fighters that you're here to fight, and just shows the passion that he brings to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. What is your role going to be? What have you already been doing, and what's the future?
I'm recruiting fighters and stuff like that. I've been getting contacted daily, left and right, by somebody that, you know, thinks they are going to be the next, you know, MMA champion, whatever you want to call it. My thing is this: okay, everybody wants to go to UFC and whatnot. We're not trying. First of all, we're not trying to compete with any other organization. We're just trying to be ourselves. You know what I mean? But everybody keeps talking about, you know, they're so tough and whatnot. My thing is this: I want to be able to see how tough those guys really are in there without gloves on. You know, that's like the first step. And then after that, you know, maybe you can move on to another organization. But I think before anybody can really say they're so tough and so great, I want them to try bare knuckle, and then we'll really find out who's really tough and who's not. You know what I mean? So,
sure.
I'm just, you know, recruiting and trying to help build the organization as much as I can. But sorry for my little rant.
Oh, no. No. I love hearing the passion in you as well. I've been involved with David since day one. I'll be there on April 6th. You know, one of the things that I like about it, and we do an official, you know, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship segment, is it's the ground floor. I mean, this is helping start this company and this sport back. I mean, this is the oldest, newest sport in the world. We all know it's 120 years since it's been here. So that's got to add some excitement to you and to the fighters that continue to reach out to you.
Yeah, you know, it's very old school, man. You know, it's survival of the fittest in there, and everybody's had a nice little, you know, brawl before with their brother or a friend or something for about 30 seconds, a minute or whatever. But, you know, this kind of brings back childhood memories and whatnot of the old school days. So it definitely excites me about it.
What are you looking for? What is David looking for? And we've talked to Dave and some of the fighters. You know, are you looking for a name that people are going to recognize? Are you looking for talent that is just going to be, you know, off the chain or somewhere in between of both?
A little bit of both, you know, but having a name always helps. But, you know, I'd rather have talent that somebody we can help build, you know, we can grow together instead of just getting a big name and saying, oh, here you go, come and watch it. You know what I mean? Just because we have a big name on the card. But at the end of the day, every organization needs at least one big name on the card, you know, or up-and-coming fighter. But, you know, in my opinion, we're just going to keep, you know, trying to make a name for ourselves and help the up-and-coming fighters that really want to get out there and display their hands and stuff like that. So I'm gonna go with the talent on that part.
What was your first thought when it was first announced? You know, we saw it all over the internet, and you know, Anthony Rumble Johnson signs with Bare Knuckle. He's going to fight in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I thought everybody was crazy. But you know, my phone blew up instantly, and family and friends were like, "Are you going back to fighting and whatnot?" And I'm like, "No." You know, only way I go back into fighting is, you know, once again, if the price is right, if John Jones goes up to heavyweight, because that's the one fight I never had that was supposed to happen. Other than that, I don't see myself fighting. Right now, my focus is on Bare Knuckle.
You know, one of the things that I enjoy about David Feldman, the organization, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, is kind of like the family atmosphere. Old school UFC, the way Bellator kind of feels now.
Hello?
His internet just cut out. He's coming back.
Okay.
The way the UFC, you know, Bellator was 10, 15 years ago, that's kind of got to be a nice feeling as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely a nice feeling. We needed that, you know, and we're finally bringing it back. So hopefully everybody else jumps on board and supports it and understands what we're doing.
Where do you think it goes next? You know, how long until some of the other states? I mean, we know that New York just, you know, approved MMA not too long ago. How long will it take to get to a couple other, you know, states in the United States? And I know BKFC is moving global as well.
I don't think it's going to take very long. If they can accept MMA, you know, they can definitely accept Bare Knuckle, you know. I actually think it's a lot safer. You know, you have to fight smarter in Bare Knuckle. You just can't go in there guns blazing. You may break your hand. You may get knocked out. Just anything can happen. You know what I mean? Right. I think the commission or whoever, you know, we have to talk to will see the difference in the two. And, you know, understand where we're coming from.
Funniest question that I get as fans, you know, call us or tweet us or text us or whatever. And I've talked to a lot of the fighters, and I'm curious how many times people have asked you this. All right, for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, what size gloves are they wearing?
I mean, no, none.
I'm saying I've had people say that to me. You know, after we do these interviews, they're like, oh, Bare Knuckle sounds awesome. What size gloves do they wear?
Yeah, I haven't heard that one yet, but yeah, I thought that was a question for me.
No. You know, sometimes I try to be a little funny, but that has happened. We have had people ask us that, or you know, how much can you wrap, or you know, can you wear wrap up to your knuckles and stuff? And a lot of people really don't understand. It's Bare Knuckle is Bare Knuckle. There is nothing on the knuckle at all.
It really is. I mean, I think you can wrap your hand maybe
to the wrist.
To right before you get to the knuckle, maybe. I'm not sure. But, yeah, your knuckles, your overall knuckles are fully exposed. So whenever they connect, it's some bone on bone right there.
Yeah, you can wrap the wrist, but you can't go any higher up to the knuckle. Have you ever attempted anything like this? Have you trained anything like this?
Never. Never. I don't think I want to either.
I honestly do think that it is going to explode. I think this organization, with the leadership of Dade Feldman, with you on board, you know, with some of the other fighters that have come over, some name that people recognize, some of the up-and-coming talent. I mean, there's some great fights on this card April 6th as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The talent that's coming up right now is unbelievable. I'm just excited that the rest of the world gets to see it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It is April 6th in Biloxi. Anthony, sir, thank you very much for your time. We're going to throw you on hold real quick so I can get your contact info so we can send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes of your time. And then I'll see you April 6th in Biloxi.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Anthony Rumble Johnson. Good stuff. And it's good having him on board.
That's awesome.
You know,
that's great.
Again, a name, you know, recognition, a name that fighters can look up to, can come and talk to. I'm excited. I'm excited about it. And you know that. I've been on board since one.
And then that was the point before we had the two interviews, you know, I was trying to bring up is like, it seems like the UFC, now that they've, with ESPN, they're trying to go with this more family oriented, you know, family type of event, like soften the whole barbaric side of MMA, of the sport. So, you know, it's, I think that's why the Bare Knuckle Boxing Federation is turning, it's getting so big so fast. I think people are trying to go back to that original UFC debut. So, but we'll be right back after these breaks. And
We'll be right back after this break. We're not taking breaks.
I'm done. What time is it?
You take breaks when the show starts.
I need a new agent.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. He may be taking all the info. We should keep talking. Pick up your headset.
Keep talking.
I kind of threw him under the bus.
I was already on break.
I know you were already gone. You were out the door. Look,
no one breaks harder than this guy.
Oh my god!
The only other guy that I know is on break is like Shane Grossman.
Oh,
that guy looks forward to breaks.
If you're
on Facebook.
I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
That you're not wearing McDummy for the rugged.
Oh, man, you really want me to go out and look like an idiot? Well, don't answer that. Do you really think I'm going to dress up voluntarily and look like... I guess I do that already.
I mean, you do all the silly, stupid stuff anyway.
Well, but I don't have to pay to make myself look stupid, right? You got to buy the outfit for me?
Yeah, well, yes.
Fine.
Yes.
If you guys pay for it, I don't have to go out of pocket. I'll wear your McDummy outfit.
Look at the pictures.
Oh, God.
We don't need Shane spending hours making these memes or whatever they're called.
Oh, can we get Jordan to take pictures of it?
We'll have a photographer out there.
And we'll just take pictures of random people while I'm running.
Well, trust me.
That'll be our thing.
They're going to be taking photos of you.
Yeah, everyone will.
Well, but I'm saying, you know, there's cameramen all over that take the photos.
Right.
You don't think you're going to be the most photographed?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Moron out there?
Yes, I do. That's why I don't want to do it.
This is right up your alley. What are you talking about?
It is. I love the spotlight.
I know you do. So, all right, hopefully we can go hit this break now. Then when we come back, we're going to talk to David McIntosh about Arcade 1-Up. This is an incredible product. So we'll do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anna Proof's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Amalie Arena March 21st through 24th.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, two-time Firestone Grand Prix defending winner, driver of the Honda number 18 for Daikon Racing with Vassar and Sullivan, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Getting ready to close this down. Another outstanding show. Fully booked. Great guests.
The other champ of the Indy circuit.
Yeah. Well, he's not the champ.
Most Bates, champ.
But Sebastian's not the champ. Oh, Sebastian was the champ.
He's a back-to-back champ.
But the champ is like different. Like if he was to go win a NASCAR title.
Okay.
I'm not taking anything away from him. I know he's your boy.
That's my boy.
Right, I understand that. He won a race.
No.
But he's not the champ. He's the champ of the race. He's not the champ of the circuit.
Of the series.
Now, Oliver won the series last year.
He did.
You know, moving up. He is one level away.
On the Andretti race team.
How about that?
How cool is that?
And one level away from the Indianapolis IndyCar series.
Yeah. Did you see the caravan and the, yep. and the... I mean, when you're in Andretti... You're rolling in style. So
he's getting there.
We're going to have a great weekend with these guys. It's going to be amazing.
I know a lot of the drivers are going to be out here on Saturday.
They'll be here cooking for them and entertaining them.
All right. So you know that I go a lot of expos.
You do.
I look for a lot of really cool stuff.
You do.
there's a lot of gimmicky things out there, too.
A ton.
So as I'm walking around the Consumer Electronics Show, my eyes could not move away from this one booth. It's the coolest thing I think I've seen in a long, long time. And I've always wanted, well, let's welcome to the program one of the marketing guys for Arcade 1UP, David McIntosh. David, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. And what I was starting to say is I've always wanted a video game, you know, in the studio. I've always wanted one in the house as well. And, you know, people have them, and they're very expensive. And I come into the CES, I ran into the Arcade 1UP people, and they're not crazily priced, and they're awesome. I cannot tell you how awesome these systems are.
Yeah, thank you so much. You touched on a few of our unique selling propositions there. So price point, of course, at $299 is quite hard to beat, especially if you're looking at the authentic gameplay, the authentic artwork. And essentially, we've been able to captivate the exact same arcade experience just at three-quarters of the scale and at a tenth of the price point, essentially.
I hope this comes out okay, all right? Because I am not very mechanically anything. I can barely, you know, read a stop sign. I get aggravated. I get frustrated. My wife and I were able to put the system together. You know, it took 20 minutes, 25 minutes. We would fight when we would cut the Christmas tree to put it in the stand. And this went together perfectly. The instructions were perfect. And I have to be honest, that's almost as important as the quality of the product.
Yeah, you know what? We get a lot of positive feedback from the assembly process itself. It's very intuitive. It's straightforward. As you mentioned, the instructions really do a great job explaining what that process is. And for those who still have a hard time, maybe instructions aren't their thing, there's video tutorials step-by-step. It's CGI animated. It's very straightforward. And all that information is on our website, www.arcade1up.com.
I would find it almost humanly impossible to find somebody that would have more issues than me putting something together. And I'm not trying to rip myself live on national radio and that kind of stuff. It's just that's not my forte. I barely know a screwdriver from a hammer. But you don't. That didn't take a lot. It was self-explanatory, which adds to it. We got the Pac-Man. It's unbelievable. It's like being in a real arcade in the studio or in your house or in your basement. It is unbelievable. Talk about some of Can you hear us?
Hey, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I think I dropped you guys for a couple seconds there. Can you ask that question again?
Yeah, just, you know, can you talk about some of the other titles? We have the Pac-Man in our studio. What are some of the other titles that are available? And then we'll talk about some of the new titles that are coming out.
All right, so it's funny you mentioned that. So we just launched Space Invaders on Walmart.com. The Arcade 1UP Space Invaders, it's limited edition. It's the 40th anniversary for Space Invaders as well, so the artwork is just fantastic. It's licensor approved. That comes with Space Invaders Black and White, Space Invaders Color, $299 at Walmart.com right now. Get it while supplies last. That's the big announcement we kind of came out with over the weekend. And in addition to Space Invaders, we have six other titles that are currently available at all major retailers. We have Pac-Man, Galaga. We have Street Fighter, Rampage, Asteroids, Centipede. And I think that's the six that are out in the market right now.
And then there's other products as well. You know, there is the arcade itself, which my wife and I kind of struggled. Do we want a riser where you're standing like real video games? Or right now we're able to sit in a chair and literally we can sit there for an hour at a time and play a game. But I was with some of the Tenors of Rock in Las Vegas, and they were talking about the one that goes on the back of a door. So there's so many other, you know, branches of these arcade games.
Exactly, yeah. So you're mentioning new product lines itself. In addition to new titles, we're also launching various new product lines. So our three-quarter scale, four-feet arcade cabinets, they're ideal if you want to sit down, as you mentioned, and play. But I'm standing at 6 feet, too, so I don't really want to sit down or hunch over to play a four-foot arcade. We sell risers. Between $40 to $50, that brings it up to the original playing height of a traditional arcade, and that feels very comfortable if you want to still stand and get that true arcade experience. But for those who don't necessarily have the square footage for a three-quarter scale arcade cabinet in their house, we're also selling and launching wallcades, which mount against the wall. They hang off a door frame, and they can also be played on countertops or countertop arcades, which are designed specifically for your bar top or any surface that you have available to put it down and play on. Very similar, though, to our three-quarter scale cabinets. They have the same joystick and button configuration to that of the original arcade. You're not compromising any of that authentic feel, even though it's a different platform you're playing on.
I strongly suggest you get the 4 foot for one room, and then you get another one with the riser in another room. So if you want to stand, you go into, you know, the back bedroom. If you want to sit, you can go into the front living room. So you can have them all over your house, different ones in different rooms. I think that makes sense.
Definitely. And I mean, if you have the square footage, I personally would prefer the three-quarter scale cabinets. It's just, it's the best value, it's the best feeling. But I mean, I live in a condo downtown Toronto, and square footage is, you know, few and far between. So having something that I can tuck away behind a door, like one of our wall-mounted arcades, is ideal, particularly when I have family over and I want to hide it. I just open the door and it disappears, right?
Sure. I think we need to get some of these out at the distillery district.
Hey, man, anything you need, we'll make it happen. We're really grateful for this opportunity and for our partnership. We look forward to working with you guys in the near future as well.
We definitely have some ideas. I'm not going to say them on the air now. I know that you're familiar with it, but I've talked to some people about doing some really cool stuff. And once we put this together, there's going to be a lot of excitement with some pretty well-known people and the opportunity for fans across the country of these bands, of this show, of Arcade 1-Up, of all coming together and playing against some of these celebrities. It's going to be a lot of fun. David, how can people get information? Where can they purchase it? Is it just Walmart.com, or are there other places as well?
Well, you can go to our website, arcade1up.com, and all of our retailers are listed there. All of the product specifications is listed there, all our game titles, everything you need. In addition to our existing lineup, we have our new lineup of items we're launching throughout the year for 2019 as well. So all information's on our website, arcade1up.com.
And what about after that? I mean, would you continue? I mean, you know, everybody has their quote-unquote favorite game that they played when they were a kid or as an adult. Will there even be more and more and more, and you're just going to continue making different titles?
Of course, yeah. I mean, we launched in Q4 of 2018, just for perspective, and that's in October. So towards the end of October, we arrived on store shelves. We sold out at most of the major retailers multiple times, and within, I mean, last month alone, we were announced Tech Toy of the Year. So within 4 months of being in the market, we have now been named at the top of our category. And that has allowed us to not only launch globally, but also start securing new titles, new product lines. So there is so much more to come. If you don't see your favorite title out yet, just stay tuned. Follow us on social media, Arcade1Up Official, on all of our channels, and you'll be able to see what we have coming down the pipeline.
Just out of curiosity, what's your favorite arcade game? What's the game that you played as a younger person than you are now?
It's a title we haven't come out yet with, so I can't talk. My personal favorite game I can't talk about just yet, but my next best in line is Golden Tee, and that one is just a ton of fun. That's one we're launching for Father's Day this year, and it's the golf game, if you're familiar with that. It was very common at bars. It was just such a blast to play, and I was playing some of the prototypes. We had some at CES, and it's just such a fun game.
A lot of good stuff coming from Arcade 1-Up. David, again, thank you very much for your time. I know we're going to have somebody on once a month. We're going to talk about different products. We're going to talk about the new line that's coming out. We'll talk about some of the titles that are already out. I'm looking for a fun, great relationship with you guys.
Definitely. Likewise. And I say we do a giveaway for your viewers. I think we should spice things up.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to do this now. Maybe we'll work that out for the next call, but stay tuned on Tampa Bay Radio here, and we'll hook your audience up with some arcade stuff for the next time we're on air.
That's what we'll do. We'll start that next month, and we'll talk about it. We have a couple of weeks to put the plan in motion. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again real soon, Dave.
You too. Take care. Thanks for your time.
That is David McIntosh, Arcade 1-Up. And I'm telling you,
that's
it, 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 It's $300.
Well, with the Valspar Championship coming up on March 20th, why don't we tie in the Golden Tee with a Valspar giveaway?
I'm thinking of doing a couple of really cool things.
Yeah, well, I know you guys have always got some cool planned.
Once I get confirmation of a particular karate person coming to Nashville on April 16th, we may do the karate fighter with this particular karate superstar.
Okay. Is there a karate game?
Yeah, he just said it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Karate Fighter. Yeah. Don't you remember that as a kid?
Kinda.
Yeah.
I don't think I remember that one. Was that a Nintendo game?
No, it was a stand-up. Yeah, it was at the arcade.
I don't think I played that.
So my thing is, and you know, I know, we all know, I don't like spending money. I'm the cheapest person you know and the cheapest person most people don't know.
True.
I would spend $299 to get one of these.
You would.
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah.
You know, you spend more than that on the systems. Now, granted, you can play more games. I get that. You know, you spend stupid, and then you got to go spend, you know, on all these games.
Sure.
I would rather play one of these arcade games than any game for the rest of my life.
Okay. Well,
it's the real deal.
I mean, back as a kid, I probably spent more than $299 in each console at the arcade.
Easily. And I was trying to imply they need to get my favorite game made.
What's your favorite game?
Q-Bert.
Is it?
I loved Q-Bert.
Really?
I loved Q-Bert.
You're a Q-Bert guy.
I am a Q-Bert guy. And for those that don't know, it's this little thing. It's like a spring, Q-Bert.
Yeah, it's like a...
And he would like...
It's bloop, like a snorkel.
Bloop,
like.
Bloop. And you would like have to change the colors of the blocks. And then you would have to get all the blocks of the same color as that little green thing would chase you all over the place. It's the best. I will get Golden Tee.
No, oh, that's great.
I already have Pac-Man.
Well, what game should I put in Tour de Pizza? I got to do like Paperboy with the bicycle.
Bicycle.
What else? Like Extreme Bike? Excite Bike? Remember Excite Bike? The dirt bike one where you do tricks and like.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I do.
And so, at a pole position?
Next, we should get a
pole. High, low, like well, with the Grand Prix in town?
We don't know what's coming out. They only have like six titles coming out. They've only been out for, I didn't realize
four
that.
4 months?
I did not realize that.
That's crazy. Already number one in the marketplace?
You like how I dropped the Distillery District?
I love it.
The Distillery District is probably Ybor on crack. My buddy, a former partner there, who was our Toronto correspondent.
Yeah.
And owns a couple restaurants up there.
So. I would know that if you would have had a passport, so I could have gone to the Holloway Ortega fight. But
I have a passport.
Your passport is affecting my travel schedule.
No, I have a passport.
Oh, your lack of a passport.
No, I have a passport.
Your expired passport.
The lack of a valid passport is something different.
Yeah, well, why won't they let you leave the country? Because we could have left, and then you not getting back in, that's your deal.
You can't leave.
But that's the point. Like, with the immigration thing, let everyone go. And then only the people that have validation to come back in get to come back.
Yeah, but you can come in without a passport. It happens all the time.
It's reversed. It's opposite. We should do it the other way around.
It's opposite day?
Because then we could have gone to Toronto for that fight, and then you just swim back across the Niagara.
All right. Derek Lewis, JDS, who are you picking?
I'm going to go JDS because Derek Lewis didn't do anything against Cormier. He just laid there.
Yep.
You know, and so.
I think he comes in, you know, and he tries to throw.
Yeah.
You know, they're both going to try to throw.
If he doesn't connect, then Dos Santos is just going to move and take it to the ground or lay on him or whatever.
Well, you know, we're putting the jinx on JDS.
Yeah. But
right? Because we're both taking him.
But I think JDS and Cormier is a much better fight than Lewis.
Well, JDS and Cormier will never happen. Never.
Okay.
It won't happen.
Why?
Because Cormier is only going to fight something that, you know, that's a big dollar, big money.
A McGregor
big
fight. Right.
Yeah, which is either going to be Brock. I still think it'd be awesome to be John, but then that just kills Cormier's legacy if he has one.
Sure.
And it makes John Jones even a bigger goat.
Correct.
You know, than he already is.
I agree with that.
So.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And then next week, Till Masvidal. So we may have some guys on from Europe, even though time schedules and time changes and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And pretty soon I'll be headed up to Philadelphia for another
30th.
Action-packed. And then Atlanta, UFC coming to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on.
Bare knuckle going
April 6th.
April 6th in Biloxi.
We'll be Artem.
Yeah. Well, so that kind of lays credit to Artem. I mean, if you watch the Usman fight, I mean, the whole laying on somebody, controlling the thing, not like, you know, banging it out. That's the whole motive for him to sign a bare knuckle boxing championship. is because he didn't want to, like, you know, go into an octagon and it's all about strategy, right? Like, they have a game plan and they go in and they exercise one strategy, and if it doesn't work, you lose. If it works, then great. But I think that's why he came over to the bare knuckle, is because of that reason that we just saw on Saturday night.
Yeah. And it's one of the reasons I like bare knuckle.
Yeah.
You know, for that reason.
And it's tapping back into that original fan base of what made the UFC start in the first place. That's like,
people, you know, want to see a fight.
They want to see the barbaric side of it. They want to see that brawling. They want to see guys hate each other. They want to see guys, like, actually truly not just hype it up and talk about it.
I don't. But with that all said, it's been an outstanding afternoon of shows. I want to thank all of our guests. Obviously, I want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. If you want, hit me up on Twitter machine at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza One, Man One.
Enjoy the Firestone Grand Prix this week.
And I like you.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. 2 locations, 1 great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.